Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I want to talk this week about self-confidence. And my point is that self-confidence is a skill. And it's a skill that can be improved upon. And you can get that way through learning and through practice. And if you can create confidence, it can have a profound impact on your success. And so one of the things that we know is that people are drawn to those people that are self-assured. You want to deal with confident people in your life, especially in business, but it's not just business, relationships too. There's an attraction that people have to other confident people. Think about your doctor. Would you go to a doctor if the doctor were unsure of himself? If they didn't know what your prescription would be, or if they were kind of meandering over what they should do? No, your doctor tells you what to do. They have the training, they have the confidence, and you follow the directions. That's exactly how it works. Because that doctor has confidence and you're attracted to that. We all are. That's what we want. You don't want someone that's unsure of himself. You wouldn't go to a financial advisor that had no conviction in your retirement strategy. You'd go to somebody that knows exactly what they want to do, told you what you should do, and set you in the proper course. The point with confidence is if you don't have it, there are some things that you can do to get it. And that's what I want to spend this week talking about. And so some of the things we're going to get into, number one is preparation. Preparing in advance for an interaction is going to make a big difference, right, in terms of coming in and being confident. Becoming a student of an area where you lack confidence is very helpful. Accepting the fact that you can't please everyone, and that's okay. We're going to talk about that. And then realizing that, you know, if you're facing a situation that you've got a lack of confidence, you can go within yourself to find a similar situation in life that worked out very well for you and take on that mindset. As we know, confidence is a key ingredient to success. So I want you to think about areas in your life where you may be lacking confidence. And so that's the first step in this process. I want you to identify, you know, one or two areas in life that you'd like to be more confident in. And I want you to take that, and we're going to get deeper as we go through the week, but let's start with that. Now, if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I would just ask you for that opportunity. I would love to be that person for you, and all it means is a commitment to getting here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose, and out through your mouth, and in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to discuss preparation as it relates to confidence. But for today, what I want you to do, as we suggested, is just identify an area or two in your life where you're not as confident as you'd like to be. And let's take that focus into the rest of this week and start working on it.